This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show right now. You know, yesterday it was a very, very interesting day in the state of California, and I know that everybody's thinking, oh, he's talking about California again. Where's the national stuff? I get that, because it does come nationally to you about what was going on in California yesterday. Gavin Newsom, surrogate, the extension of Jerry Brown, who's going to be much worse than Jerry Brown, as he's even promised, was sworn in as California governor. It was kind of interesting. A whole series of things happened yesterday. Yellow Vesters showed up. Wasn't a lot of Yellow Vesters, but there were Yellow Vesters, and they did have an impact. They did have an impact yesterday because they were ready for the Yellow Vesters security over there. But my whole thing about what is going on in California, and especially it's so emblematic of what happened yesterday at the inauguration of Gavin Newsom. It was pretty interesting. He excluded the citizens. If you're a citizen of California or the United States of America, no inauguration for you. You just weren't invited to the party, even though it was called the People's Inauguration. That's what the title of his inauguration was. But no inauguration for you. That's the way it turned out. But there was an inauguration that someone else did attend, which I'm really proud to say is Ben Berkwamp. And yesterday, he kind of put on a little bit of a show at the inauguration. He used his press credential, which I don't support that. I have press credentials, and I don't support, being disruptive by the use of my press credential. You know, I'm there to do business. I'm professional that way. And I think Ben is too. But Ben, I don't think, could help himself. And I really kind of, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Ben is a known disruptor. We know that. But he's also really good at reporting factual information. I have to say that about Ben. I've admired him. He's young. He's bright. He's intelligent. And he gets it. He gets the totalitarian nature of what's going on here in California and the United States. So he took a stand yesterday. It's pretty amazing, the stand that he took, by the way. It was really amazing. A lot of people might have done or thought something a little bit different about the fact that what Ben did yesterday, thinking that perhaps what Ben was doing was just not appropriate. And to some degree, I might even say, yes, that could be true. But I'm not going to say that in this case. I am not going to say that. I thought that what he did was pretty appropriate, actually, in the overall scheme of things. You say, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. Well, this is what Ben Berquam did yesterday. We're going to play this again. This is the inauguration, and they're about to take the oath for Gavin Newsom. You can hear some applause in the background. So Ben stands up from the press area. He's got his selfie stick, and you can see his picture. He's breathing hard. They're about to start swearing in Gavin Newsom. He's starting to walk forward a little bit, creep forward. Creeping speed, I'd say, for Ben at this point. Walking up an aisle in a tent. And yes, of course, the key thing is this is all done inside a tent, a white tent, on the grounds of the state capitol. He's walking forward. Here we go.
I object! I object! You have no right to swear an oath to a constitution you've already broken. Corporal Ron L. Singh's blood is on your hands. Corporal Ron L. Singh's blood is on your hands. Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Fight Sanctuary State! Stand up, America! Shame on you, Gavin! Shame on you!
Ah, yes, so there you go. The disruptor in chief, Ben Berquam. I find it interesting. The Protestant, the protester, in the room against the inauguration of Gavin Newsom, 500 plus years later, in California. Pretty, pretty interesting stuff, I think, historically speaking. Big time, historically speaking. So here we have the man to replace the communist Jerry Brown. Good friend of the Pope. In the Pope yesterday, the papacy, the Vatican, congratulating the Cuban government on 60 years of oppression on the anniversary of, well, the overthrow of Batista by the communist Fidel Castro. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? The communist Fidel Castro. Well, anyway, just a little. We've got to connect dots, you know, sometimes. But this goes to show you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's really, really obvious after yesterday's display by Gavin Newsom, in which only elites got to go inside the white tent to watch the swearing in of Gavin Newsom, that this man is going to make himself not available to the people. He's going to tout it. He's going to give speeches in cloistered, closed rooms so that nobody can see him. He's beyond the peering eyes. I think he's a little paranoid, actually, from the public. And he's going to be a major dictator in California. He's going to hurt people, lots of people, just like Jerry Brown did. I don't know if Gavin's any smarter than Brown. I think he's much less cunning than Brown. But the reality check is he is a dictator in one of the 50 states of this union. And I guess the question is, what are we going to do about it? Now, the other big issue, of course, is what is going to happen tonight with the President of the United States getting up and talking about what are the problems of the country at the border? What do we face in this nation? And, of course, we're already hearing the stories that, guess what, the mainstream media will not be participating in the President's address to the nation tonight. Keeping them dumb, right? Is that what they're doing? Keeping them dumb? Sounds to me that that's exactly what they're doing. Keeping them dumb. Keeping them being us. Yeah. The citizens of the United States of America. Almost sounds like an operation that might come out of California, right? Just don't let the people know what's really going on at the border. Let them find out when bad things happen to them. Is that what we're talking about? Well, anyway, we got a whole bunch of stuff here to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm going to make sure that you go to our website, a21radio.com, a21radio.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Remember that we got the convention for New California coming up on January 26th. That's January 26th, the convention for New California. And boy, do we have a whole bunch of stuff happening there. Pretty exciting stuff. Very exciting stuff. Anyway, remember to visit our website, 821radio.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Good morning.
Good morning. Fun fact, my son, when he was a little boy, actually was up on stage with Imagine Dragons here in Denver many years ago.
How did that happen?
Really? What happened?
He's a little musical prodigy.
Really?
You played with them?
Yeah.
He'll
have to perform for Fox and Friends one of these days.
Oh, that'd be great.
Not cooking with friends for you. You got to do performing with family.
Yeah.
What does he play?
That's right. Everything. Piano, drums, ukulele, you name it.
Wowee. Yeah. Well, the president's going to be addressing the nation live from the Oval Office, his first Oval Office address tonight. Probably going to make the case it's a national security problem at our southern border. It's a crisis. What would you like to hear the president say?
I'm just glad that he's making this a moment. And in fact, I believe that tonight is the culmination of so much of the work that he put into the campaign and the trust that so many law-abiding citizens and law-abiding naturalized Americans put in him to make this issue the issue in America. We have had daily and weekly headlines for as long as I have been covering immigration issues of the bloody consequences of the chaos that has been created on purpose by open borders factions in both the left and the right. So what I'd like to hear him say is what he said during the campaign and what he has repeated in the face of so much opposition from the leftist media, from the open borders racket. Immigration is a national security issue. It's an economic security issue. It is a cultural issue. And ultimately, it is a sovereignty issue. It's not just a wall, whether it's made out of concrete or steel, that President Trump supports. It's the virtual walls. It's an entire system of immigration control so that the idea that our president is in charge of making sure that we don't have a state of emergency at the border, it's fundamental.
So here's the thing, Michelle. I think people have to understand it's not a matter of having a big heart or hard-hearted. It's you have American kids in need. You have parents paying into taxes. You have social programs need to be supported. Can we support other nations' children, other nations' families, while still giving aid to those countries to support their own families and children? But in the West Coast, they don't see it that way at all, and things are going to get worse. Listen to some of Gavin Newsom's remarks yesterday.
Together, let us build a house stronger than the coming storms, yet open to the world. A house that provides shelter to all who need it and sanctuary to all who seek it. Where opportunity abounds for all who will work for it.
See, wow, look at
the blood of sanctuaries is on your hands. There was a protester there. What's your reaction? I mean, he's not getting the message.
No.
Well, who was that protester? Ben Berquam. He was the protester. You heard that now.
He's not. God bless that protester. And if you listen closely, he was invoking the name and the memory and sacrifice of Ronil Singh. I wrote about Ronil Singh last week, and this story has touched my heart like so many others that I've chronicled over the last 25 years. He was a legal immigrant to this country, who loved our yep. country, who enforced our laws because he understood that we have to have law and order in this country to preserve the American dream. And the reason why so many of those California Democrats, whether it's Gavin Newsom or Nancy Pelosi or Ted Lieu, have refused to speak the name of Ronil Singh is because it upends their entire open borders narrative.
Can you imagine? Now, I want to tell you something. I was there Friday. I shook the hands of some of the family members. I shook the hands of police. I talked to people, as so many other yellow vesters from New California did to pay tribute to Ronil Singh in Newman. Very intimate. Newman, California, where he lost his life, where he was slain by an illegal foreign national. Not once have the Democrats said anything about Ronil Singh other than to distance themselves from sanctuary state status. Not once. Not once have they said anything about him. Certainly Gavin Newsom didn't say anything.
Their obliteration of the difference between legal immigration and illegal immigration, because they don't want to acknowledge that there is, in fact, blood on their hands, just like that protester said, because it was sanctuary policies all across the state that allowed that suspected illegal alien murderer and all of his enablers to stay in this country and do the damage that they did to that poor family and that hero patriot, Ronil Singh, whose name I will never forget. In fact, it would be wonderful if President Trump, who did call that family after his sacrifice last week, would name the wall after three people, I think, who represent the sacrifice of Americans who've died because of the bloody consequences of illegal immigration. Ronil Singh, Kate Steinle, and Jamil Shaw Jr.
I guess we can say thank you to Ben Berkwam.
We all know who they are, and we know their stories. We've covered them at length. Yeah, you're right. So, Whoopi Goldberg, normally a big supporter.
We're not going to get into the Whoopi Goldberg Ocasio-Cortez business, which is what that segment's about. I thought it was appropriate to hear that, though, what was being said by Michelle Malkin. Appropriate sentiment, of course, for inappropriate people who have no business leading us, I don't think. That's just my opinion. I also think they should be leading us into oblivion, which is what they're doing, right? To say the least, they're leading us into oblivion. Yep, and Ben Berkwam certainly gets to do it. We appreciate that Ben Berkwam has worked really hard, and he put himself in the right position to do what he did yesterday. I don't necessarily like that idea in terms of press credentials, but we'll take it, because somebody had to say something, and I'm glad somebody said something. And again, what is the problem? I would probably, and I don't think, maybe even Ben, I don't think, had that been an outdoor, real outdoor inaugural, that this would have happened, actually. I think it would have been something completely different. I think it would have been something that would have been, a little bit more... First of all, you're showing the citizens that you're actually doing what you said you're going to do. Right? That you're going to be public. You're going to allow the public to see you. He didn't even allow John Q. Public to see him and his family. Only for intimate friends. The last time I checked, he's a public figure. Right? What's he hiding? What are the Democrats hiding, I guess, is the big question. What are they hiding? You know, they are hiding a lot. They don't want this all to come out.
What is now a crisis at our southern border. And that brings us to our first Hannity Watch tonight. As we speak, a partial government shutdown is still in effect as Democrats bury their heads in the sand, close their eyes, and pretend that America's borders are totally safe and secure. They are not.
And they are not. They are not safe and secure. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. And the only way it's going to get better is for the president to shut the borders down. That's my, I guess if there's a battle cry, it's called not just shut government down, until we get what we want, but to shut those borders down. Enough is enough. And the other part of it, and I'll get into a little bit of an explanation in the next segment. The other part of it is, what about how these caravans are coming to the border? How's that all happening? We're going to give you a primer in the next segment here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see. Looking at couple of things to bring you up to date. Ginsburg misses the second day at Supreme Court. Okay. Meltdown. Woman flips out at airport. Calls JetBlue worker rapist. China flexes political muscle to expand power. Cultural extermination campaign against Muslims. This is coming from Drudge Report. The end. Sears said to ask bankruptcy judge to liquidate everything. Okay, so Sears. Sears and Roebuck. I hope they don't lose their tools. I love their Craftsman tools. I'm just saying. Okay, so, you know, we've got this situation going on. Tonight, we got Trump in the Oval Office. Is he going to do the emergency declaration? I think so. I hope he does. Now, we're getting this out. We had first heard on before Showtime, and now I'm checking some of the stories coming up now, ratchet, 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 as they come up. Networks are planning to carry the rebuttal, Democratic rebuttal. Okay, that's great. Let's listen to their lame excuses about the invasion. I'm sure they're gonna. What they're probably gonna do is tear down his statistics. They're gonna question the intelligence that we all got. You know, that sort of thing. They're gonna question all that. Let's see. Shutdown weighs on federal workers. Some freshmen in Congress say no to their own paychecks. That's noble of them. Right. That's what we were going on. Here's another one. Church head warns Antichrist will control humans through gadgets. All-knowing smartphones bringing closer to arrival. Facing chance of Nazi and scum, UK lawmakers ask police to act over Brexit abuse. All right, there we go. Macron facing mountain of challenges in New Year. Now, remember, it's Macron. Macron, the start of the Yellow Vest movement. We didn't. Anyway, a couple of things. We're getting this. First of all, it was yesterday. Newsom guaranteeing sanctuary to all who seek it. Okay. And then now New York mayor guarantees health care for all. Everybody gets everything. That's what they want from the Democrats, right? Everybody gets everything. Okay, so let's talk about how this there's a trail, sort of an underground railroad that goes through all of Central and South America to bring the hordes, the teeming hordes to the border. And this is a well-established, well-honed underground railroad, if you will, that starts off in the northern portions of South America and funnels its way into Panama and Nicaragua. And from Nicaragua, it goes into Mexico. Now, this is a, like I said, it's been going on for years. And I want to juxtaposition that with our reporting, and starting in 2008 and 9 and 10, when we were working with the American Land Forces Institute, Chris Street and myself, and getting all this intelligence about what was going on at the border and finding out, we got a term that was thrown at us called OTMs, other than Mexican. And we're going like, OTM. First of all, you know, when you're talking to guys in the field, they're just saying OTM, 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 OTM. And so finally, it's kind of like, you know, we're the dummies. We're in radio. We're supposed to know everything, right? So sure, we know what OTM means. So finally, I asked the question, what is OTM? And he said, well, it's other than Mexican. I thought, that must be a slur of some sort. Said, no. Other than Mexican means that we have Muslims and others coming across the border from other foreign countries that are importing themselves by way of Venezuela. And so we said, oh, that's a different thing. Then we started finding out about this airplane that was traveling from Tehran starting in 2006, comes to Tehran and lands in Caracas, Venezuela. Then deadheads back to Tehran, minus the passengers that they disgorged, all men. 150 to 200 per flight, all men. 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. Importing men from Tehran to Caracas. Now you're saying to yourself, why would they do that? How about there's a bigger picture? Islamic takeover of Central and South America, that would be one, but also the destruction of the United States of America. That would be the other. That's called the OTMs. Get it? Connect the dot there. Those OTMs were making their way from Caracas, Venezuela, by way of this so-called underground like I'm talking about, collecting themselves in Guatemala, and then coming by way of the eastern side of Mexico into Texas. And that's where the Texas Rangers picked them up. And, of course, that's where we picked up the story back. And really started, we started getting more involved around 2009-10 as Obama was starting to take over. And we were starting to find out more from the American Land, ALFIE as it's known, American Land Forces Institute personnel, that there was a higher proportionate number of Muslim radicalized and terrorists actually coming across the border then. Now, that was back in 2010. Now, last time I checked, it's 2018, folks. This is, like I said, it's a well-honed underground railroad. And it's been going on and goes on even to this day. Now, it's kind of interesting. The Democrats are denying all that. But this is stuff that's well-documented reportage out there with a lot of the, well, you'd call them the news stream, or the news, I call them the news stream media, us. We've been reporting on it. It's just like, you know, taking a look at how long my nails are. Settled science. Right, right, right. No science here. This is just observational, documented stuff that's easily documented. And you know what? These Border Patrol agents are now having to explain themselves when they know full well what's going on and why we need a wall. Because they cannot possibly monitor the entire border. Unless you put a man every 10 feet with a rifle. But we're in serious trouble, and the president knows that. If we don't stem the tide of this and stop it, we won't have sovereignty because we will not have a border. And that's why he's looking at perhaps emergency declaration at this point. And I support him. I think we should have an emergency declaration. That's just me. I think we should have an emergency declaration. I think that, well, seal the border. Let's get our act together. Let's force these people. Let's force these people to do the right thing. To do the right thing. Let's force these people to do that. Let's not let them off the hook. What do you think? Anyway, we're going to take your calls the next hour, by the way. We will be taking your calls, and you can call. I think we are. I'm going to got to make sure that we got the phone system available to us. It's kind of interesting. It's a party line now. We've got so much going on at Red State Talk Radio. We're all doing so much live radio. It's like America cannot get enough of conservative live talk radio. So we're very fortunate to have your listenership. We really do appreciate it. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll get a little bit more into some of the stuff that's going on there because we are having a convention on the 26th, of course. You might want to check our website for ticketing and get there. It's going to be very historic. First time since 1861 we're going to be doing things. And by the way, we're coming up to a one-year anniversary of New California's Declaration of Independence, January 15th, 2018.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Okay, so this now is an article that's come from The Advocate. I think The Advocate is, what is the, it's is it a homosexual magazine, LGBTQRSTUVWXYNZ magazine, and I was just glancing at it. And you know, I got to tell you that I'll read from this, but you understand where it's coming from. It's apparently a gay magazine or appeals to the gay audience. Let me put it to you that way. I'm trying to get to the bottom of literally the bottom of the page here so I can, because I don't want to be offensive when it's not necessary, but I want you to understand what is going on here. The perspective that's come from this magazine is what I think is important, okay? Because I want you to understand clearly, even in this environment, what they're saying. Okay, you can say whatever you want to say about homosexuality, being gay, LGBTQ, and all that other stuff. You can, have your mindset, I don't really care. But, you know, in their communities, they do look out for one another. They do because of their lifestyle and so on. And I'm not advocating that lifestyle. I'm just saying that community will do that. So looking at the perspective that I'm going to bring to you right now, this adds a little bit more to the Ed Buck story that we were talking about earlier with Adam Schiff, and Jerry Brown. Because Ed Buck is, of course, a donor. Now, I did not know when I came out with the story this morning that in this case, remember, Ed Buck, they've now found a second body in his house. The first one was from, that was Gamel Moore back in July 2017. And he was drugged with methamphetamines. And they say that he died of a methamphetamine overdose. But the case was reopened. Now, he's a black man, 26 years old, apparently got to know Buck years earlier, and he was a male prostitute, okay? or male, quote, escort. I've seen it written everywhere about him. Okay, so, and we brought this story out to everybody, and we said, this is what's going on. He's an associate, this Ed Buck. He's a money bundler, and he's bundled hundreds of thousands of dollars for Democratic campaign. Jerry Brown, Adam Schiff, Obama, Clinton, and so on. Okay? Now, I did not know that the second man who died was also a black man. And he just died. And this is the article. It's from The Advocate, clearly a magazine that deals with the homosexual community. The body of, this is as it is. So this is all new to me, so I'm going to read it along with you. It says, the body of another young black man has been found in the West Hollywood apartment of Ed Buck, a prominent Democratic donor who allegedly, this is in red letters now in the article, and it's apparently, it's got one of those hyperlinks. I hate it when this happens. There's more information, so I'm going to click on that in a second. It says, the body of yet another young black man has been found in the West Hollywood apartment of Ed Buck, a prominent Democratic donor who allegedly has a fetish for drugging sex workers, reports Wheelville, W-E-H-O-V-I-L-L-E. Okay, so I'm going to click on the hyperlink and say what it says. It says, no charges against political donor accused of drugging man to death. That's an old story, obviously. Fatal overdose, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so that's that story. I'm going to go back to this, though. Buck, a white man in his 60s, was investigated previously by authorities after the death of Gamal Moore, who died of a methamphetamine overdose at Buck's house in July of 2017. Since Moore's death was classified as an accidental overdose, numerous young black men have alleged that Buck has a fetish for shooting drugs into black men he picks up off the street or on hookup sites. Moore had written about Buck injecting him with dangerous drugs before his death. Aha. Uh-huh. The worm is squirming, because this article just came out. What is it? Just came out this morning. So you're getting it hot and heavy. I've become addicted to drugs, and the worst one at that, Moore wrote in his journal. So we haven't heard of the name of the most recent one who was a black man. So it's a black man. Oh, community activists like Jasmine Kanick have accused Los Angeles officials of declining to prosecute Buck in 2017 thanks to his contributions to powerful candidates such as Hillary Clinton, California Governor Jerry Brown, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti, and numerous West Hollywood City Council members. Kanick is organizing a vigil and rally for tonight in front of Buck's home at 1234 Laurel Avenue. Let me repeat that. There's going to be a vigil and rally tonight in front of Buck's home at 1234 Laurel Avenue. Do you want me to say 1234 Laurel Avenue? I'll say it one more time. 1234 Laurel Avenue. City Council members John D. Amico and Lindsay Haverworth have reached out to City Manager Paul Avalor, asking him to request that newly elected Sheriff Alex Villanueva put priority on investigating the young man's death. Now, Villanueva supports sanctuary states and cities and says he's going to throw ICE out of county jails. Mm-hmm. Buck's attorney, Mr. Amster, like hamster, characterized the death today as an accidental overdose. So, what they're going to have to do is get all those people who say that he has this fetish to come forward. Whether or not that's going to happen, I don't know. But I just thought I'd share that with you because I don't know what... Jerry Brown, Adam Schiff. I doubt it for Gavin Newsom, though. He has his own set of donors, which will remain nameless for now. We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Woman at Fort Lauderdale Airport recorded screaming at JetBlue employee, calling him a rapist, claiming to have a gun. Here we go. Let's light it up. Wow. Woman has meltdown at Florida airport after her flight was canceled. Wow, said she had a gun. That's not a good thing. I hate it when this happens. And she's walking off now barefooted and PO'd. Just another day in the hood, right? I guess they arrested her and took her away. She's gone. No more JetBlue for you. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com. a21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Get your tickets for the convention. And, of course, delegates get special price. Well, you know, but citizens are allowed. It's not that we're going to be cloistered. None of that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.